The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. This is the Chaunce talking to you. But you got to remember very important things. You got to tell all of your friends to tune in and listen to us on either the ESPN Chicago app. It's a free download at your app stores. Or go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Click on the word podcast, and you can hear the show anytime you want to, anytime they want to. And there's today's show and many other shows. So, you know, you can listen to whatever, and your friends can listen to it, and you can compare notes on what I said. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. And remember to like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's very important. Okay, let's sit back, lay back, if you're still laying in bed listening to the program, and enjoy the next hour on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the number one most listened to outdoor show in the Midwest and beyond. I want to thank everybody, first of all, that came out last Saturday to Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois for our live remote. What a hoot. Oh, we had so much fun. You can hear it on the podcast. Special thanks to our guests and Paulie, of course, and all of the bacon buns and pastries and coffee that we had there from Paul's, and it was just fantastic. All the gifts, the rods, the reels, the gift cards that we gave away to our favorite places, it was all one great day. Also, a special thanks out to Bridgeport Eddie for doing a yeoman's job on getting it all pulled together, because it was not easy to do it last week. We had a lot of things going on. Well, I hope you're ready for today's show, because I'm ready for it. I mean, it's going to be a good one. Okay, on this week's show, we're going to have, hopefully we'll hear from Captain Tony sitting by the boat or sitting out in the middle of Lake Michigan with the Lake Michigan Report. Then Art Matthews from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County will be on to tell us about all the different programs that they have going on throughout the month of August. After that, we will have the winners, Clint Marler and Phil Duraj, they were the inaugural winners of the South Shore Bass Tournament out of Hammond Marina and sponsored by Horseshoe Casino. The casino's right there by the marina. And then we'll have our Aiden Fishing Report and more. Oh, I hear the phone ringing. Let's see if it's Captain Tony out on the dock. Oh.
On the dock of the bay, watching them fishies swim away. I tell you what, John,
what?
They're on the rock. They're in the box. You know, you have to have three or four on to get one in the box lately.
And trust me, Captain Tony's hooks are really sharp.
Yeah, it's just they're just hitting short, they're rolling, they're coming off.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I had actually one wrapped up with the Dodger right on the side of the fish. He must have been rushing, twirling. Next thing you know, I met him. I'm like, what is going on, fish? He had to, literally, the Dodger was wrapped against his skin.
Well, he was all wrapped for Christmas.
That's right. He was all wrapped for someone to eat them.
That's right. Hey, Tom, all this big bad weather that we had on Lake Michigan, you know, that Indiana area was getting 7-8 foot waves. Chicago was getting 6-8 foot waves. Did that mess up the fish around us or no?
It pushed them around a little bit. I was out the other day, and again, you know, I dumped in at probably 1:30 and trolled out to about 2:30. Mm-hmm. You know, there was bites here and there all the way. We had to shake a bunch of nursery fish. You know, there's some really small cohos around, mm-hmm. and even small kings around. You know, we did boat a couple into 15, 18 inches, you know, we threw in the cooler. But the cohos were dominant out there right after that storm and stuff, you know. Because we had a storm in the middle of the week, which wasn't bad. It seemed like it produced a lot of quick bites, you know.
I was downtown on Monday, and it was pathetically hot and muggy. And then at 4 o'clock, I was walking to my car looking at the planetarium, and there's a flag in front of it. And it went from a southwest blow to a northeast blow, and you could feel that wall.
Oh, yeah, it cranked about 30 knots. It mm-hmm. was ugly. No one fished. No one tried to fish.
Yeah.
You know, we got out the other day. It was really nice. And we're just sitting at the dock of the bay right now because it's cranking again.
Mm-hmm. Now, if anybody wants to see the fish that you've been catching, all they need to do is go to your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, Diamond Ghost. Facebook.com/Diamond Ghost Charters is where I usually post them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I post them most of the time. You know, we're getting some decent fish, real chunky cohos, mature cohos. They're, mm-hmm. you know, got some mature eggs in them. Some big kings being caught and lost.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I did take a 19 and a half and post it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taking a lot of rainbows. For some reason, there's a lot of rainbows. Few big ones, but, you know, average, you know, 7 to 8 pounds, you know.
Yep, good eating size.
Good eating size is right.
Okay. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to get a weekday or a weekend charter, because I'm not sure what your August and September look like, what do they do?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, leave a quick message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
All right. Sounds good, Tony. What do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Fish on.
All right, guys. Be safe out there. Be very careful if there's high winds and stuff. There's always another day to fish.
All right. Thanks, Tony. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Fish on.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037.
2037 and get ready to yell, fish on! Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Attention hunters and recreational shooters, the 2024 Summer General Membership Meeting of the SCI Safari Club International of Illinois will take place August 14th at Gat Guns, 970 Dundee Avenue in East Dundee, Illinois. From 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., food, beverages will be provided, a short meeting, and the special guest speaker, Nicholas Meyer, owner of Meyer Canine, and how they are using those dogs to help combat poachers. There will be door prizes and firearm raffles that will be there that night. Make sure you're there. I will. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
One pike, two pike, three pike, four!
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more! My
name is this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and well, it's not the first of the month because that was last weekend, and we did our big live remote at Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 125 people, thanks for all coming out. But so, we have the Forest Preserve District of Cook County coming on to tell us about all the cool, fun things that are going to happening in the Forest Preserve District this month, and today we have our special guest, Art Matthews, filling in for the crazy and wonderful Tim Mondel. Art, how you doing?
I'm doing great. So happy to be with you today.
Thanks, my friend. Now, let's talk about the different programs. Starting tomorrow, the 11th, something's going on at the Sagawa Nature Center, is it? No. Little Red Schoolhouse. Little Red Schoolhouse.
Little Red Schoolhouse. Yeah, we've got the Sunrise Walk. 5:15 a.m. start. So for all you early birds, this is the one for you, the Little Red Schoolhouse. Come on out and join us before hours and walk to experience the dawning of a new day and just, you know, enjoy what nature has to offer early in the morning.
And I'm sure you'll be there, Art, right?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, and this is for all you people who get up early to listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You just get up early on Sunday and enjoy the outdoors even more. Now, down the street from them, starting a little bit later in the morning, is a Rise and Shine for Hummingbirds.
That's right. That's right. This is a little bit later. It's at 6:30 a.m. And you're right, down the street at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center in Lamont. Rise and Shine Hummingbirds. We're really preparing for the Hummingbird Fest. That's what we're amping up for at Sagawa. So this one, you want to bring your coffee and wake up with the hummingbird. Real simple.
That's cool. That's cool. You know, and once again, you know, the Forest Preserve District, they have probably some of the absolute greatest naturalists on the face of the earth. And at 8:30 in the morning on tomorrow, I mean, this is just tomorrow, folks. We're not even talking about the rest of the month. But tomorrow you could have, what is it, morning mugs with the naturalists.
Yes, yes. So we've got our naturalists there, 8:30 a.m. And again, we're going to have nature conversations with this naturalist who's really, really knowledgeable in all things habitat, you know, plants and animals.
Mm-hmm.
So bring your own mug and we'll provide the beverage.
That's my kind of program right there. You're working in my...
That's in Northbrook, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. It's at the River Trail.
River Trail Nature Center.
River Trail Nature Center. Now, we're not going to leave the kids alone here because you have a wee wonders. Should do that in an Irish accent. A wee wonders. and at, what, 1 p.m. at Sand Ridge, am I correct?
Sand Ridge Nature Center. Now, Sand Ridge Nature Center is one of our gems. It's in the southeast part of the city in South Holland. So you want to bring your little kitties out to the Wee Wonders program, and they're going to learn about nature through music, stories, and art making. So the ages we're suggesting are 2 to 5. So the real little ones, 2 to 5. And we're still going to talk about cicadas as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cicadas, snakes, you name it. We're going to be talking about it. And they'll be involved in music, stories, and art making. Kids love that.
That's cool. Now, you know, one of the things that I can't say you people have done it every month, but you do a wellness in the woods. And
we
on Tuesday, I know it's going to be at Kickapoo Woods in Riverdale, but wellness
That's
in the
right.
woods is just getting back in touch with nature, I think, isn't it?
You nailed it, Chauncey. You nailed it. It's really just getting your senses in there, reconnecting with nature, and just becoming more mindful of your surroundings. You know, you want to get out there and smell nature. You want to feel nature. You want to just immerse yourself, you know, and maybe meditate. And it just brings wellness, just brings health and wellness to your body. So just reconnect, and that's what this is all about. Wellness days at Kickapoo.
Yeah, it's at 9 a.m. it starts, and to what I've said earlier on many, many, many shows is, you know, when you go out into nature, and I don't care, even you could do this in your backyard, believe it or not, you know, wherever, but sit there and close your eyes and listen. And within a few minutes, you're going to hear stuff you will never hear or experience with your eyes open.
Absolutely. That's right. You're really engaging up your other senses. You know, that's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so relaxing, you know. It really is.
Oh, it is. And when you open your eyes, you go, wow, that was pretty interesting, you know.
That's right. That's right. And you can do that. You can start out doing that for, you know, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And just build up to a minute, you know. And you'll feel better. You really will.
Yeah. You'll hear movement in the grass. You'll hear birds
That's
chirp,
right.
different birds chirping. You'll hear so much. And this is the neat part about it. Now, you know, we have so many different nationalities from around the world that live in Chicago, right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in an old Polish neighborhood on the south side of Chicago. And one of the things that you're doing, and it's just not for the Polish-speaking people, but it's for numerous different ethnicities. Boy, that was a tough one this morning.
Yeah.
But it's story time in Polish at the Trailside.
Trailside Museum of Natural History, that's in River Forest. Yeah, you know, if Polish is your first language, or maybe it's your parents' first language, or, you know, your grandparents' first language, bring the kids out to story time all in Polish at Trailside Museum of Natural History. And as you say, it's not just for for those whose first language is Polish. It's really for everyone, but you're going to enjoy it more if your first language is Polish. And, you know, we will translate it into English as well.
Right.
But primarily, we are doing this all in Polish.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, we have a diverse population, and we want to address as many of those as we can.
Oh, so yeah. You do.
It's a great program.
And you do. And just think of this. If my parents or my grandparents were still alive, yeah, they spoke rough English, but Polish was the language that their mind heard. So when you
there
involve them in a program where someone is speaking Polish and then translates to English, their mind opens up, their eyes open up, and they get what I call it's the gee whiz factor. Gee whiz, that was really neat. Gee whiz, I didn't know that about that bird. Gee whiz, I didn't know. Oh my God, it goes on and on and on.
And it's just, you know, all generations can appreciate this, you know. So I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
You know, and let's see what else we have going on. I'm just trying to think of everything else that's kicking. What's the next one that you had, my friend?
We've got on Tuesday the 13th, we've got Wildlife Connections at Back to the River Trail Nature Center in Northbrook. So we're asking people just to stop by the visitor center and learn about all the animals that we have there. Right there at the River Trail Nature Center, we have animals indoors, we have animals outdoors. So we're just asking you to come. And we're going to be partnering with the residents of Misericordia, which is right in the area. And they're going to guide you through and just kind of talk about some of the animals that you'll find in the forest preserve.
Mm-hmm.
So just make a wildlife connection at River Trail Nature Center Tuesday, August the 13th, and that's at 10:30 a.m.
Hmm.
By the way, all of these, everything that we just mentioned, everything is free. So that's another incentive for you.
Yeah, and while you know there are a few programs, I will say this, that there may be a very small fee, many other forest preserves out there, they charge for these different events.
Absolutely.
But in Cook County Forest Preserves, no.
Nope. You know. Nope. We don't want any barriers for you coming out and connecting to nature.
No, not at all.
Nope.
Here's one I always want to go just to see how you get teenagers involved. On the 14th at Brenneman Woods near Tinley Park.
Yes.
A teen exploration day of archery.
That's right. Teen exploration day. Archery is going to be our main focus. You know, everyone loves archery,
but
especially teens. So we really put together a day especially for that teen group, you know. So archery is going to be our main focus. That's Wednesday, August 14th, beginning at 4:30. So we'll be out there for a few hours. So you're going to, you know, and this is for all levels. For those beginners, you're going to get instruction from our certified staff, and you're going to get a chance to try your hand at archery. You know, who doesn't love shooting the bow and arrow?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
And watching after the Olympics, everybody's into it, you know.
Ah, absolutely. Yeah, it's
everybody's
very popular now.
Everybody's into it. Hey, you have at Powderhorn Lake on the 15th, I saw, a program called Adaptive Adventures, Kayaking and Climbing.
Oh, yeah, this is great. You know, if you have a disability, but you still want to, you have a physical disability, but you still want to get out there and enjoy nature, this is absolutely for you. So we're going to have kayaks out there that are adapted for those with physical disabilities. You know, if you aren't able to either paddle or, you know, if you aren't able to stabilize yourself, we've got all kind of adaptive features on these kayaks to sort of stabilize you and get you out on that water so you can enjoy yourself. We've also got rock climbing opportunities, and this is for people of all ages with a primary physical disability. So we want to cut out those barriers to experiencing nature. So this Adaptive Adventures is partnering with us to present kayaking and climbing specifically. I think it's going to be a great time. And that starts at 10 a.m.
That sounds good. That sounds good. That sounds good. The hold on. I'm trying to remember all the things I wanted to mention that I saw. Nature Discovery Day at Swallow Cliffs.
Oh.
On the 15th.
Swallow Cliffs is one of our most popular sites. You know, we've got the stairs. I believe it's about 135 stairs. Well, you can climb those stairs on one side, come down on the other. So we're going to be there just really, as it says, Nature Discovery Day, starting at 12 p.m. And we really just want you to drop in, and it's a fun-filled afternoon of yoga, kids' yoga, actually. Some guided walks, some art making, some kite flying, and a lot more. Swallow Cliff is a great, great site. It's just so beautiful, so scenic, you know, mm-hmm. and the topography is so interesting. As I said, you climb those stairs and you look out over the bluff, and it's just so beautiful. So it's just going to be a fun-filled day of discovering nature in your own kind of way.
Art, you're doing something that I'm a little bit concerned about. It's called Nature Open Mic Night.
Why would you be concerned about that?
An open mic and me are dangerous.
Oh, right. Well, you know, this is a good chance for other people to get on that mic.
Oh,
and
good.
Try their hand at performing, whether it be a song or a poem. You know, or you can just come and enjoy the live performances. You know, while you're overlooking the slough at sunset. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, you can just imagine how beautiful that's going to be. This is at 6 p.m., so mm-hmm. the sun's going to be setting, you know. So, again, this is a chance for maybe you've never tried an open mic night. You know, maybe you're too nervous to do it in a nightclub. Come out and do it in nature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Perform that song that you've been dying to perform, you know, or recite that poem that you've written and you've never read it. In front of a public,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, and then just enjoy nature.
So,
whether you're going to be on the mic or just observing, this is going to be a great night.
I sing my best songs when I'm outside.
Oh, there you go.
And as my wife says, far away from her.
Well, I sing my best songs in the shower.
Very good. Yeah, that's another good spot.
Know, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, everyone sounds good outside, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we're coming to close to the end here, but on the 16th, this sounds like a beautiful night. Movies in the parks.
Mm,
I'm in nature. I'm watching a movie. I got my family, my friends. I could be on a blanket, I guess.
Yep, you certainly can. You certainly can. But, you know, bring your own blanket. Bring something to drink. You know, bring a sandwich or what have you, but this is going to start at 7 p.m. This is at our beautiful Rolling Nose site in Elgin. Mm-hmm. And to come out and enjoy a movie, you're going to sit under the stars and, you know, bring the whole family. And it's just a time for the family to get together and sit back, relax, enjoy the outdoors. And, again, Rolling Nose is such a beautiful site.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to open that up to everyone.
Yeah.
So bring your own blanket. Bring some bug spray and just enjoy some light refreshments. Yeah. That we have, and enjoy the movie.
Art, if somebody wants to get more information, what's the best way to read all of these events? Because there's we took a little bit off the top. There are a ton of things going on. What's the best way to find out?
Best way to find out is to go to our wonderful website at fpdcc.com. fpdcc.com/events.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our website is so easy to navigate. You just go on there and you click on events, and you'll see all these events we just went through and many, many more. Or one of my favorite clicks is things to do. If you're just lost for something to do, just click on things to do and just look to see what's in your area, your vicinity, and then just start from there.
I'm going to have to try that.
Oh, you should.
Yeah. Well, Art, once again, thanks for coming on this month to talk to us about the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And as always, you know, I tell people, Cook County Forest Preserves, it's right in your own backyard.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Take care, my friend. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now, through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat
From them, powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected low boats and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me, yep, on the phone with me right now, we are going to sing the song, We Are the Champions, dun, I know, don't give up my day job. Hey, but on the phone with me, we have the winners of the South Shore Bass Open inaugural tournament on the Big Pond, Lake Michigan. We have Clint Mahler and Phil Duraj on the phone with me. And guys, like Clint, let me start out with you. Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And Phil, congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Now,
we need to talk about. There have been some bass fishing tournaments on Lake Michigan. I was part of the Bassmaster tournament on Lake Michigan, and while I think you guys had a couple of good days weather, it Mother Nature is not that very beautiful woman wearing a long white lacy dress picking daisies in a field. She is wearing her leather chaps, rides a Harley, and will whoop you up the side of the head out on Lake Michigan anytime she wants, right?
Very true. Very true.
Oh, yeah.
So, first of all, let's go to think. We got to go down the line here. The South Shore Bass Open this year, like its first year inaugural thing, it was done at a Hammond Marina with, I think, one of the sponsors. Well, there was a number of sponsors, but Horseshoe Marina was a big sponsor this year. You guys were there, and there was, 30 boats, maybe? I can't remember the number.
36
boats? Okay, and you guys get out there. How do you plan your attack for this tournament? Phil, what did you think you should be doing?
Covered as much water as possible, trying to find fish.
Well, it's a big pond, guy. You should find fish.
It's not as easy as everyone thinks, I guess you should say.
No, it is not. No, it is not. It's not easy at all. Now, where are you looking at this thing when you were? Where was your first attack?
I would say our first attack was actually just so happened we had a tournament Saturday, the week before the tournament on Lake Calumet. We kind of almost pre-fished during our tournament, which wasn't a great tournament for us, but you know where not to fish after that tournament, I could say.
Okay, and you know, Clint, you pulled out of the harbor. Did you go east or west?
Well, when we came out day one, we headed west, headed west over to Lake Calumet. Our plan was greenfish day one. We knew with the sticks that are fishing out on Lake Michigan, day one, our goal was to stay within striking range on day two. You know, you got guys like Ryan Whitaker, Brian Jackson, and the list goes on fishing out on Lake Michigan. So our goal, go with the greenfish that we know and try to stay within striking range for day two.
Mm-hmm. Now, on day one, did you catch a mixed bag of smallmouth and largemouth?
No, all largemouth.
Oh. I find that unusual. I was expecting some smallies.
Yeah, no, we actually, over in Lake Cal, we're very familiar with it. Been fishing tournaments out there for about 4 or 5 years. And actually lost 3 key bites out on Lake Cal that we thought was going to cost us pretty big there.
Oh,
but yeah, all green.
All green ones, huh? Dang. Now, Phil, what were you guys, what was your total number of fish you caught?
Wasn't a ton. I'd say we caught 15 maybe the first day, keeper size.
Wow.
And, Clint may or may not change that. But
no, he's right about that.
Okay. I'd say we're about there.
So you got 15 keeper size. You had to cull them down to 5, right? And what was your weight the first day?
You're right at 14 pounds. 14 even.
That's respectable. That's more than respectable, if you ask me. Wow.
I would say it's respectable, but what was expected was we were going to see 18 to 20 pound bags, and we were hoping to pull a 16 pound bag and just be hanging in there on day one.
Mm-hmm.
So we were pretty surprised our 14 pound bag was good enough for fourth place at the time to hold fourth place on day one there.
Okay, so now you're done with day one, and I'm going to ask the magic question after when we talk about day two. But you're done with day one. The two of you guys weighed in. You looked at each other, and you said, what are we going to do tomorrow? Is that what happens?
That is. Well, one of the problems on day one, as we were making the run in the morning, my motor started doing some funny things while we were running wide open. And as the day went on, it got worse, and we actually had to quit fishing an hour early to make sure that we were able to get back in. So our mind was kind of, we had to switch boats.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually had to take Phil's boat day two, and with how few bites we had out on Lake Calumet, we didn't think we could repeat that on Lake Calumet another day, so we threw everything to the wind and said, let's do something completely different for day two.
Wow. So now you got to shift everything from your boat to his boat. And I'm just so glad that you were able to get in, even though you had to leave an hour early to get in. I'm so glad that you still came in to get, you know, weigh in your fish and stuff like that. That's because that's, you start chewing your nails real hard, don't you?
Oh yeah. How long do you stick it out? Is this thing going to get us there? And then once we got to a certain point, we knew there was no getting towed in, and we said, well, we might as well fish a little bit more because we're either going to make it or we're not. And we just took it easy coming in to not blow it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happened on day two? You got total number of fish. How many did you get, Phil?
Day two, we caught a fair amount of fish.
Mm-hmm.
We caught our fish pretty quick day two. I'd say we had fairly about the same amount, maybe around that 15, give or take, maybe a few extra. We had some smaller fish, the debatable keeper size, but our first couple fish we put in the boat were pretty good size, so we weren't really worried about like a 14-inch fish whether we had a keeper or not. So
okay,
I'd say maybe we had 17, 18. I don't know.
Someone told me that was at the tournament that you guys threw everything that you had in your tackle box at the fish. Is that true?
Pretty much.
Sure.
Yeah. Something like that.
You know,
yeah.
Let's try this. We better throw this. We better throw that, you know? I mean, you just kept throwing different. Yeah, we got to find something. And it really... It's, you know, when you bass fish, like, you and Phil go out, you're kicking back. It's much different when you're in a tournament. Because tournament fishing is the biggest mind game on the face of the earth. You just...
Oh, that's 100% true.
Yeah, I mean...
You could do everything right. If the fish don't want to eat, it ain't going to eat.
No.
You're relying on a little swimming fish to... To either make you or break you, so.
Mm-hmm. And then, so, I mean, did you guys use some crankbaits?
Tried them.
Didn't work, did it?
Unsuccessfully used some crankbaits, yeah. We got them wet.
Anyone listening to this interview is going to go, did you use crankbaits? Yeah, well, we got them wet. That tells everything right there. You don't have to. So a lot of plastics, a lot of jigs, a lot of different things like that. Was there a point that you said to yourselves, we might have it here? We might?
No.
Never?
No, definitely not.
No kidding.
No, I actually, once we got checked in and the tournament was over and we were coming in, I texted my wife and I said, no good. That was my exact text to her.
Wow.
Too many good anglers out there for... 14 pounds to come in and win it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. you catch your fish, put them in the live well, you come back, you're probably waiting in line like everybody else with the bags of fish and et cetera. Is that right?
Yeah. We, it was hectic getting in.
Okay. Yeah, so they now start weighing the fish. All right, Clint. And you weren't an early weigh, were you?
We did weigh early.
Oh. Okay,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, we had a largemouth that we caught early in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Probably in the first 20, 30 minutes, I'd say, Phil.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it hung out upside down the entire day. And one thing that we liked about the largemouth is they're hardier than the smallmouth out there. So that was part of our decision, was fish care is going to be very tricky in this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to ever kill any of our bass around here, right?
No.
Nobody means to.
No.
So that was one of our decisions on largemouth is fish care. When Phil was out practicing and then when I went with him, you would catch one in the lip and it bleed like crazy, a smallmouth. And it kind of spooked us. So we had this largemouth that was floating upside down the entire day, healthy as can be. It was caught shallowish, so we didn't feel it was a bladder thing. It was just acting weird, so we wanted to get in before anything crazy happened to that largemouth. And the largemouth was a trooper. Made it all day, swam away perfectly fine, but they had us nervous. So
well, that's crazy.
We weighed in early.
Yeah. Now, you're weighing in early. You're looking at the other guys coming behind you weighing fish. At what point are you going, are you looking at each other on stage and saying, did we do this?
That was after the last guy weighed.
Yeah. Oh, that was about two bags ago, and we had a good idea. The guy, I believe Whitaker, is sitting here second or third above us, and at the ramp he said it's going to be close, and he said it's going to be very close. So we were very nervous, so... It was like, we felt like, yeah, it might be us or him, but until he weighs in, we're definitely not there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. 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 And then all of a sudden, they go, and the winner is! And you guys look at each other and go, say what?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what I said. Did we just do this?
That's about how that went.
Yeah.
Oh my God! So, and you know, this was it's a good tournament. The only other the Fish for a Cure tournament that I'm part of with Braidwood is the only one with a higher,
payout.
Thank you. I'm glad you should be in radio. You know, yeah. A higher payout. And I mean, you know, you guys, the first place was like $7,000, right?
That's correct.
And, you know, Horseshoe Casino and several other sponsors that were there. I don't have the full list in front of me, but, you know, they were all great things. And the people, did you feel the tournament was well run?
I'll tell you now, Dennis Bannock was, you know, heading this thing off. And you could definitely see the amount of work he put into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're really wanting to grow it. We know on the south end of Lake Michigan, it's tough to get a big series going.
Mm-hmm.
But the tournament was run excellent. Horseshoe Casino and Horseshoe Marina treated us to a great meal the night before.
No.
It was absolutely a class act. I encourage anybody that was thinking about doing it, that just wants the experience of a big tournament, mm-hmm. close to home without the travel expenses.
Yeah,
this is the place to be next year. It was absolutely phenomenal. And if anybody's worried about the smallmouth on the big lake, we showed that greenfish can win out there.
I love greenfish. I love them. they don't have the same attitude as a smallmouth, but I love them. I just love them. You know?
Reliable.
Yeah.
They're short and round like me. So.
Well, you know. Kind of me too, my friend, you know. But no, you know, once again, everybody, we're talking with the winners of the South Shore Bass Open, Clint Mahler and Phil Durant. And it's just, you guys did a fantastic job. I want to congratulate you. You know, next year you're going to be the one everybody's gunning for when you're part of this tournament. And hopefully we could do some a little bit more about the tournament beforehand. And I'd love to come out there to see the tournament on the last day.
That'd be great.
You know,
awesome.
Once again, congratulations to you both. And I'm sure your wives were very happy.
Yeah,
they weren't upset.
Shopping street.
They yep. were. They weren't upset, you said?
They were not upset.
Cool. Well, once again, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. And once again, congratulations to you and everybody that was in that tournament, because it's always a hard thing to fish a tournament. I don't care what tournament you're in. Even a little kid bluegill tournament, the kids get psycho and crazy and go nuts. And I mean, it's a lot of mind game there. But congratulations to you and the tournament people who organized it, Bannock and everyone. They did a great job. Thank you so much for bringing a little bit more notoriety to the southern basin of Lake Michigan. Okay, guys?
I appreciate you and everything you do.
Thank you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now, through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by your Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by your Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I was named to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying the program as much as I did today. We learned a lot, too. But hey, let's get to the fishing reports now. And, of course, we have to start out with my grandson Aiden's fishing report for Western Michigan. And this is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Hey, they got 24s and 25s. You can get a good deal on those 24s, too. And some other special deals, but you have to say, what's the Chauncey special? Call them up and say, what's the Chauncey special? Okay? Papa, Dad and I went out with some of his friends and their kids out of Grand Haven and tell the guys at the radio station, we spanked the salmon. We spanked the salmon 35 to 90 feet down in 35 to 90. Aiden, you got to get this right. 35 to 90 feet down in 70 to 230 feet of water. That's how you got to word it, Aiden. I'll have to talk to him. And anglers that he was watching were in 60 to 120 feet of water, found big kings along with some coho. The coho I caught fought like kings. I thought they were kings right up until they flopped in the boat. Boats going further out to deeper water. Captain Tony calls it blue water fishing. They were in 230 feet of water. They found more coho, and the kings were smaller. At the pier, when I went to check out the guys, they only had some drum. Everything else was slow. P.S., tell Captain Tony I need some of his special lures to give them to you and ship them to me ASAP. Your fishing magician, Aiden. And that report was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, let's also talk about Northwest Indiana. Perch fishing, a lot of fishing got slow because they had north winds blowing 7-9 foot waves into the shore. But you know what? Lake settled down, fish are there. You're going to head out between 80 and 120 feet of water, straight out. Just straight out, spoons, spin doctors, and flies and meat rigs, 50 feet to the bottom, close to the bottom. That's where you're going to find all those fish. Up on the chain of lakes, we're seeing some decent activity for walleye late in the afternoon into dark. Jigging crawlers or trolling crankbaits. White bass are improving. I like that sound. Channel catfish are really good on the chain. Perch, meh. Jigging crawlers and minnows, you got to weed them out to find dinner, but you can catch them. And crappies are starting to get better. My reporter Alonzo reported that he was on the Chicago River and he got a mixed bag, with carp being the biggest catch and the best fighters of all. But he did take bass, shiners, and a couple of perch. Lake Delavan up in Wisconsin, we're seeing some activity there for largemouth bass hitting deep weed lines. And you're also looking for some panfish also in those weed lines, too. And if you're going to find them, you're going to find pike and everybody else. Kenny Husker O'Malley was at our show last week on the air, and he said good numbers of active smallmouth are in the rivers in northern Illinois. Get out there and try it. Don't miss it. Fox River. Water is definitely going down, but stay in the current breaks, deeper holds, and the tops of weed beds for those fish, and that's where you're going to see them. Cool. Whoa, got that. And up, you know what? I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And my Native American proverb comes from Chief Dan George. A lot of us grew up in, I'm going to call it tough households. And his quote is, a child does not question the wrongs of grown-ups, he suffers them. A child does not question the wrongs of grown-ups, he suffers them. Chief Dan George. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the birds, the fish, and everything else we're doing in the great outdoors. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody.